CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered at the state capitol Tuesday in support of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, including the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lindell has been a big financial supporter of Peters throughout her legal troubles. His visit on Tuesday included a fundraiser for Peters' Secretary of State campaign and a rally at the state capitol where Peters asked supporters for help.
Everybody has a part to play in this. Everyone has a calling. You were born for such a time as this.
Clerk Peters has been indicted on 10 counts for misconduct and related to tampering with election equipment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
At the U.S. Capitol Tuesday, Colorado Congressman Jason Crow asked Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about the future of Space Command headquarters, which for now are in Colorado. Crow noted two investigations into the decision to move the headquarters at the end of the previous presidential administration.
And if either of those reviews find that the process was not credible, will the department commit to revisiting that process and starting it over and doing it in a fair and transparent way?
If there have been things that were improperly or illegally done, then certainly we'll revisit that.
Investigators are looking into whether the decision to move Space Command was made for political reasons, contradicting Air Force officials. The trial of the dialysis company DaVita and its CEO Kent Thierry began this week. The case involves alleged breaches of anti-competition and antitrust laws. The company is accused of making a deal with competitors to stop recruiting each other's employees. The seven finalists for this year's Colorado Book Awards in fiction and poetry include stories about the modern American West, one woman's journey from the Central Plains to the West, corporate life, and more. The Colorado Humanities and Center for the Book will host in-person readings in Denver on April 29th. Winners will be announced in late June. Across the metro area today, more windy weather, high fire danger into this afternoon, and warmer temperatures toward the weekend. This is CPR News.